Okay, Siyat Shema, called Purim. 1 week until Purim, Chevra. Unbelievable. Less than a week till Tainus Aster. The simcha is increasing. You see the Chevra, it's mamash, you feel there's the chiyas going on here, no? So it's important that there's no greater simcha than Limud HaTorah. Anyway, we have to be making ourselves. We always say that Hachana is Gematria 80, is Gematria Yesod. Oh, it's the foundation. The foundation for anything you do is going to be the preparation you do for it. For example, you have a bar mitzvah, kid shows up to his bar mitzvah without preparing the parasha, right? It's not going to be able to do it. It's going to be impossible. So too, the more you're making for Purim, which is Limud HaTorah, but also learning about Purim and learning about the Megillah, right? That's how you can enter into Purim. So b'siyata shmaya, let's try to mechazik each other. I know I personally, I need a lot of chiyas and a lot of chizuk for this man. I think we all do. So it goes like this. Like we always say, right? You have no shaykhs to Purim unless you first have Parshas Zachar, which is erasing Amalek. So you have to figure out, you have to come with tactics how to erase them, because Amalek's a very strong enemy. So look what it says here. It says in Parag Gimel Pasuk Ches. So the Yomer Haman, La Melech HaChashverosh, Haman said to HaChashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad. He said there's one nation, Mefuzar Meforad Bein Amim, right? They're all scattered and separated among all the nations. B'chom Medinos Malchusecha, in all your cities and countries. V'daseihem Shonos, and their ways, their laws are different. Mikol Am Vezdate Amelech Einam Osim, and they don't even do what the laws of the king are. V'lamelech Ein Shovel Anicham, and there's no point to have them around, right? They're a waste of space for you. So listen to what Haman said. V'yer Muhammad Amelech Hashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad. Yeshno Am Echad. So this is what it says in the Manos HaLevi. Everyone knows who the Manos HaLevi is? No. Heard of Shlomo Akbetz? Who's Shlomo Akbetz? So he was the Baal Lichadodi. So he has a sefer Manos HaLevi, which is a perish on Megillah Sester. It's also quoted in the Megillah, in Masechus Megillah Yigimon Beis. Yeah, right. It's a lot. I have it. It's very large. There's a lot. And also it's Fiyah Girsas Ein Yaakov. So this is what the Medrash says. Yeshno Am Echad. This is what Haman said. Yeshno Am Echad. There's one nation. Lama lo Amar Yesh. Why don't he just say Yesh, right? What's Yeshno? Right? Amar Rava Leika Diada Lishna Bisha Kehaman. Says no one knew Lashon Hara. The Gemara says no one knew Lashon Hara like Haman. Haman was the greatest Baal Lashon Hara in the world. It happens to be Lashon Hara's Gematria Esther. Right? So you see it's a Sheikh Estaparim, Lashon Hara. Right? Ain Mishir Deel Esapar Lashon Hara Kim Haman. No one knew how to speak greater Lashon Hara than Haman. Ukefishi Yidarish Lahan Bedvarov. Amr Lei, Shamalo Haman Lachashveosh, Haman said Dachashveosh, Ta Vigari Behu. Tainli Rishus Vani Ezgara Behem Lashmidam. Give me the Rishus and I'll destroy them. I'm going to get rid of them for you. Don't worry. Amr Lei, Achashveosh said to him, Misyari Ani, Afila Sezacha Rishus. I'm very afraid of this nation. Shekoham Ezgara Behon, anyone who starts up with them, Elohehem Shal Yisrael Oseim Odin. Right, anyone who starts up with Klal Yisrael, their God takes them out. I don't want to start up with them. I'm very afraid. Amar Le Haman, Haman Rasha said, Ein lecha lefached, chevra, chevraya, sabibi. Chavivi. Right?
Sabava,
right? Chavivi. You don't have to worry about over here. Velo te'anesh begolam. You're not going to get in trouble for starting up with them. You know why? There's no chevra. Sharei ein mekayim ha-mitzvot. They're not doing min ha-mitzvot. Yeshno min ha-mitzvot. What does it mean, Yeshno min ha-mitzvot? What does Yeshno sound like? Yeah, Yashen. Shem Yashen in Mehem. They're sleeping from the mitzvot. Vein Mekayimim Osam. And they're not even doing them. They're sleeping. They're a nation that's sleeping. You have nothing to worry about. Their God doesn't care about them. Right? So Haman's Lashon Hara about us was that what? That we're sleeping. We're mamish asleep. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg Shlita, when he gave a Sichas Musar in YU 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and he spoke about that in Yeshno Am Echad, is that what does it mean that they're sleeping from the mitzvos? It means that they're doing the mitzvos. And he spoke about it in the Beis Medrash. A lot of people are doing the mitzvos and they're doing the Torah. But you know what they're doing it? They're sleeping. They're sleeping by doing it. What? They learn like this. They learn half with their phone in their hands, learn with the sunflower seeds. Right? They're doing the mitzvos and everything. But what? But we're mamish asleep. There's no fire. Right? It's like you learn and then okay, today was good. Just as I go to basketball game, I learned. Mean that what? Haman saw it in us. He saw that what? You have nothing to be afraid of, Achashverosh. Look at them. They're asleep. They're mamish asleep. Yeshno amecha. They're mamish asleep from what they're doing. There's no chias in it. We know that the Gemara says that the Gemara, I'm not sure, it's brachos maybe? I think. It's why I don't remember which one it was. I just learned so much Gemara in my life, right? I'm kidding. Just I don't remember anything, you know? that the Gemara says there's a lot of things that are 1/60th. For example, Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. And it also says that sleep is 1/60th of Misa. Right? So when a person's asleep, it means they're in a state of Misa. Their mom is dead. Right? That's what it means. Their mom is dead. So being asleep is shaykh to being dead. So what takes us out of this slumber, Chavra? How do we get out? There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says the following. I don't have a Tehillim here. I think it's in Parak Bez Tehillim. It says, David Melech says, Miromimi Mishari Mavis, that you lifted me above the gates of death. Miromimi Mishari Mavis. So what's Miromimi? So if you take, what's the gematria of Miromimi? Miromimi is Mem Resh is 240, Vav is 246, Mem Yud is 90. So what's 246 and 90? 246 and 90. 336. So Miromi mi me Sharim Aves. So Miromi, which means that you lift me above Sharim Aves, Miromi is Gematria exactly Purim. Is that the Indian Purim is that's what lifts us up above the Sharim Aves. What does it mean Sharim Aves? Not just talking about death, Mamish. Tell you what? Being asleep. Purim comes, wakes us up. It awakens you. For example, if you look in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's a good Indian, it's a minog, that what people daven nates on Purim. Why? Because you wake up. You're awake on Purim. Miromi Yisharim Aves takes me out of that slumber, like Haman said about us. Right? It awakens me. If we go, it's the very beginning of the Megill. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. First Pasuk. How does the Megill start? Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Right? So a lot of Sfarim say, a lot of Perushim say that Vayihi ain't Vayihi el Lashon Tzar. Vayihi is a lot, whenever you see Vayihi, it's Lashon of Tzar. Okay? But our Rebbe, Rashbi, that we were by this past Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, and whoever here wasn't by him, you were mamish by him. He quotes, the Rokeach quotes B'Shem Midrashim. Amar Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, Zchus Yagin Aleinu, Kol Makom Shnemer Vayihi, wherever it says Vayihi. Now again, we know that in Chassidus, the Shoresh of everything is, everything's rooted in the Shoresh. The Shoresh of the whole Megillah is the word Vayihi, because that's how it starts. So he's listening to what Rashbi says. Ein Vayihi Ela Lashon Tchias HaMesim. So whenever you see the word Vayihi, it's a remez to Tchias HaMesim. Vayihi B'mei HaChashverosh. So it says, Ezo Tchias HaMesim HaYasham. What's the Tchias HaMesim of Purim? What do you say in Tchias HaMesim here? Ela Shaman Mordechai Vahegen Al Yisrael. Rather, Mordechai Tzadik came and he guarded Klal Yisrael. Migzeras Haman. Sheratzlas Midam. That Haman wanted to destroy us. The Hechkias Kola Olam. And he gave a chias to the whole entire world. Why? She'enum is Kayim Ela Bischus Yisrael. Because the whole world is only Talay on us. I mean, if there's no Yisrael, then what? Then there's no world. So the fact that Mordechai Rasha. Only heard about in Purim, right? The fact that Mordechai Tzadik stepped up, right? And he guarded us from Haman Arasha, right? Adol Yadav, in our home of Baruch Mordechai, right? I guess I'm already there. Baruch Hashem. Right?
What's in the bottle?
What? What's in the bottle? L'chaim, right? So it's the fact that Mordechai Tzadik stepped up and he saved us, so that was a Tchias Mesim, not just for us, for the whole world. So Vayihi, Lashon Tchias Mesim, which means that what? That the whole inin of Purim is what? It's all Tchias Mesim. It's everything comes back alive. Which doesn't just mean that they come up from death to alive. It means the whole world wakes up. It's an awakening for the whole world. That's what Purim comes and does for us. The whole Eid is a time of Tchias HaMesim. For example, if you look in the Gemara Megillah, they ask a Shaila, why don't we say Halal on Purim? It compares it to Pesach. It says Pesach, who meant Me'avdus L'Cheres. Right? It went from being slaves to being freed. So now what's a greater thing? From going from being slaves to being free, or from going to death to Chaim? Perhaps say being alive, no? So it says, if by Pesach we say that what? Mi avdus l'cheirus, al achas kam v'kama, how much more so? Mi mavis l'chaim. That Purim is a time where we had a decree of Misa, and we went into Chaim, we should say. So the Gemara answers that, no, akati avdei chashverus, we're still slaves to chashverus, we don't say it there. What do you see is the whole Matzias of Purim? Purim is what? Mimavis L'chaim. It's a time that the Gemara says it out. That Purim is all about Mimavis L'chaim. Right? L'chaim, literally. L'chaim. That's the whole Indian Purim. Everyone makes L'chaims. Why? Because a day of Chaim. The Matzias of the day of Purim, it's Chaim. It's Chias. The Matzias of other, it's Chias. Right? The whole world's waking up. But dafka for us Yidin, we're waiting. It's a time that we wake up also. Being awake. So the Nakuda of Amalek themselves, that they're the ones who try and make us tired. They try to make us sleepy. Right? It says, Va'ata yet ve'ageh v'lo yirei Elokim. It says, when Amalek came, Va'ata yet ve'ageh, we were very tired, worn out, and we didn't have any Yerushamayim. So Nakuda of Ayef, when a person's tired, what do? They go to sleep. They're basically dead when you're tired. So if you take the word Ayef, yeah? So spell Ayef b'mila means what? The fullness of being tired. So Ayef. So Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun is 130. Yud is Yud Vav Dal is 20. What do you get? 130 and 12, 150. And Pei is Pei Yud is 90. What do you get? 150 and 90?
240.
So Ayef b'mila is much 240, exactly Amalek. That the whole Matzias of Amalek, they try to make you sleepy, try to make you tired. To what? Make you weak, to not be alive. Right? Being alive doesn't just mean that I'm breathing. It means that what I'm I have a chias to me. Right? Like we saw for whoever came with us in Shabbos, see Rav Melech Biederman and Atish. See the whole time he's mamish, he's alive. Right? You see tzaddik. Right? You see your Rebbeim. Right? They see the what? There's a chias to them. There's something going on. How many people do we see learning like this? Right? Or you have a guy who's dancing, you know? You guys dancing in a circle and they dance like this. Yeah. There's no chiyas there, right? You could be mamish dancing in a chasna, but your mamish dead.
It's ayif and me ayif.
Ayif. Right? So that's mtiyas of Amalek. So we don't have any, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, in the Shara Kavanos, right? From the Ari HaKadosh, Chosei Genelinu, the Ari says on these words that Haman, when he said, Yeshno Am Echad, I think it even quotes it over here. Oh, yeah. So the Ari quotes this in Shara Kavanos, also quoted here in the Medrash Esther Rabbah. Says, we quoted before, Yeshno Am Echad. So who did we say before was sleeping? That Haman said that who's sleeping? That the Jews are sleeping. But listen to what Haman said also. First, actually, before we read this, we'll go to a different pasuk. Yeah? If you look here. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. Yeah? Listen to what Haman said about basically what before Haman made the Gezerah to kill everyone, Achashverosh said, what are you crazy? You know what this God could do to me? If I start up with his nation, he's gonna kill me. His mom, look what he did to Paros and Chayrev, all these people, he's gonna destroy me. Listen to what Haman said. Listen to the chutzpah of Haman. Amar Lahem Haman Eloka Shetava Par Bayam. The God that drowned Paro in the sea. The Asli Yisrael Nisim Ugvuros Shmatim and did all the Nisim and all the Nefilas for Yisrael. Kivar Hu Zakin. He's old. Venu Yachal Asos Klum. He can't do anything anymore. He's old. He's worn out. He's burnt out, as people say, right? He's weak. He's ayef. Shekvar Al Nevuchanetzer Vehechiv Beso. Already Nevuchanetzer destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Vesar Vehisechalav. Vehigla Yisrael. Upizan Ben Amos. Vehechan Kochol Gvuraso. Hashem has no koach left, Haman said. Right? It's wild. You hear that, no? He was like, how can you speak about that? But that's what Haman said. Hashem's got nothing. So listen to what the Medrash says. An Yeshno Am Echad. Oso Shinemar Bo Hashem Echad. Yisha No Me'amo. Haman said, you know who's sleeping? Hashem's sleeping. Hashem's sleeping from his nation. He doesn't care about them anymore. He's asleep. Crazy, no? Yeshno Me'am Echad. It's a crazy thing to think about that. Amar, so the Haman said about Hashem, Hashem's sleeping. Imagine that. That's why it says, if you look in the Torah, it says, right, Milchama la Hashem ba Malik. It's not our Milchama, it's the Milchama, you know who fights Amalek? Hashem. Why? Because Amalek doesn't attack us, they attack the Boreola. Of course they attack us, but their main war is against Hashem. Listen, Chevra, listen to how Givadig our God is. Hashem. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Haman. Hashem said back to Haman, oh yeah? Listen, Ani. In the Fanashena, I don't sleep, brother. How do you say? That's why it says he nei lo yanuv lo yishan from Yisrael. He doesn't doze off and doesn't sleep. The Shomer, the Gardener of Klal Yisrael. Va'ata he'az the panim. I remember last night. Az is panim, right? Ata he'az. You have the brazenness. Va'amarta yesh the Fanashena, and you say that I'm sleeping. Chayecha mafti anilcha. I swear to you, Haman. Shemitoch Shena, from the Shena, ani misor al oso ish. That you said that I'm sleeping, I'm gonna cause. You're gonna see what type of sleep's gonna do to you. I'm gonna wake someone from their sleep. What do we know, right? That who woke up? Achashverosh woke up in the middle of the night, right? kiviyachol ki gibor basar v'dam hakam ishnaso ra'anan v'nimratz kach kadosh baruch hu kam al haman rasha. So too Hashem, just when a person gets up from sleeping, what do they do? They jump out of bed. Hashem said, so too, you say I'm sleeping, I'm going to jump out of bed kiviyachol, and I'm going to jump upon you, uma abdom and all, I'm going to rid you out of this world. That's why it says, "Vayikatz ki yashen Hashem, vayachzer avachor." That like Hashem wakes up, he jumps out of bed, vayachzer avachor, and he smashes his enemies. Right. So Haman said about Hashem, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Right. Yeshno amecha, that the boreal I'm sleeping. Hashem says, "Are you think I'm sleeping? Watch what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to destroy you because you spoke about me like that." Chas v'shalom. Right. That he said the boreal I'm sleeping. We have to realize that what the boreal is alive. It doesn't sleep at all. That's why, what's the mazel of Adar? Dagim, fish. Fish is plural, right? Dagim. What's unique about Dagim? What's unique about Dagim is that they don't have eyelashes. Right? That their eyes don't ever shut. Right? So the Shvile Pincha says by his Inyanim in Shabbos as to why we eat fish on Shabbos. He says, one Inyanim that we eat fish on Shabbos, it says that the Nekuda is that we're being Me'or. If you look in Nishmas, what do you say in Nishmas? We say Hinei lo yanum lo yisham. Hashem doesn't sleep. So one of the yom that we eat fish on Shabbos is what? To order that ayin ha'elyon. That just as the fish don't have eyes that shut, so too the Bore Olam Hinei lo yanum lo yisham should have hashkacha pratis on us. So too is that the Indian of Adar. Is what Mazal Adar Dagim. Why? To remind us that what Haman says that Boreal is sleeping, but to remind us what? No. Just as fish don't shut their eyes, always know it's a remez le'elyon. So too Hashem never shuts his eyes on us. He's always watching over us. Hashem's awake and he's pumping. That's why we say every single day, three times a day davening, Kel Chai V'Kayim. What does that mean, Chavra? Kel Chai V'Kayim is God who's awake and he's alive. Kel Chai V'Kayim, Gematria 205, much exactly other. Is that the whole Nakud of others, time to come and remind us what? Kel Chai V'Kayim, Hashem's awake. Don't listen to the Gaiva and the Bizyonos and the Lashon Hara of Haman HaRasha. Hashem's awake. And he has Hashgach Pratis, and he has our back. And no one can touch us. Why? Because we have Hashem. That's the whole mitzvah of other. It's what? To wake up. Ur yishen mishinaschem. Right? We know that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it says really, it's a machlokes. When is Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei? Or is it Rosh Hashanah in Nisan? So Gemara says, lo kasha. That one is Rosh Hashanah b'machshava. Right, the other one is a shana that when the world is created b'machshava, the other one is the world is created in Maisa. Okay? So the Maisa, according to that, it means that what? That there's two beginnings, there's Nisan and Tishrei. So that also means that there's 2 months that are the last months of the year. What are they? Elul and Adar. So you see, there's a big shaychas of Elul and Adar. For example, Sefer Sifsechein brings down that Elul is a zman of tshuva meyira. Right? For example, Yom Hadin is Rosh Hashanah. And Adar is a time of Chuv Me'ahava. Right? It's time where Nisan is a time of like Hiskalis, right? And Simcha. So that's the difference. But what else do you see? You see there's a Sheikhis. So what do you know the Rambam says about the Chodesh Elul? What does he say? What do we blow in Elul? Why do we blow the shofar? So the Rambam brings down on Pialach, like Ramatal spoke here, he quotes a pasuk and says, Ur Yishena Mishinaschem. The reason we blow the shofar is Ur Yishena Mishinaschem, to wake you up. So, if that's going on in Elul, I'm saying that other in Elul have Sheikhas, so that means what? That other's also a time of what? Uri Shein Mishinaschem, to wake up too. How to wake up? Different ways. Right? The Grager maybe? But it's also a time that you have to wake up. It's a time of what? Of being Misorus. Uri Shein Mishinaschem. Means that what? It's a time of Chaim. It's a time to be awake. Time to push in Divrei Torah, to be on fire in your Avodas Hashem. What's very interesting. Right, it's no coincidence that we spent Shabbos by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I did that in Kavanah also. I once spent Shabbos. Right, we know he said that Rashbi is a gilgul of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this week's already the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. I think tomorrow night already. Yeah, right. So it's no coincidence that Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is the one who says that what? That the whole union of Purim is what? Vayhi is Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why? Why is this Rashbi? So A, the Gemara in Chulin says. Esther mina Torah minayin. Where do we know Esther Maka from in the Torah? So quotes a pasuk in Vayelech. It's Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Al Pasuk Yud Ches. It says Vanochi Haster Astir Pana Bayamahu. So it says from the word Astir is Milashon Esther. That's what we know the Esther. What the pasuk is a very bad pasuk. It's a very rough pasuk. What does it mean? Just to read in English, right? But I will surely have concealed my face on that day because of all the evil that it did, for that turned to gods of others. That's a very rough pasuk. Vanuchi aster astir panai. The word I'm going to shut my face. It's very rough. So if you look, what do you have two psukim later? Vahaya kisin tsena oso raos rabos vitzaros ansa shirazos lefanai leid kilosi shachach mi pizarro. What does it mean kilosi shachach mi pizarro? For I know, for it shall not be forgotten from the mouth of its offering. The Torah won't be forgotten. So Rabbi Nachman, Likutei Maran, he comes and says, if you take Chevra, Shoshani, what are the last letters of Ki? Is Yud. Lo is Aleph. Sishachach is Ches. Mipi is Yud. Zaro is Vav. Mix them around. What do you get? You get Yochai. Ki lo Sishachach Mipi Zaro. Is that what? Safateva is Yochai. Because it says the Gemara in Shabbos that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, you know what? I'm taking it upon myself that it's on me that Klal Yisrael will never forget the Torah. That what? That in Gullus, in the Mar HaGullus of today that we're in, you know who's the reason why we have Torah today? It's because Rashbi took Achrayas for us. The reason why we could have a Chaim today, it comes from Rashbi. So it's no coincidence that Rashbi, the one who says that Purim, which is the holiday that goes to Ad Lenetzach, is the time of Tchias HaMesim. We know. What else is the Indian of Purim? It says the Gemara Sanhedrin, it says, Nichnas Yayin, Yatzah Sod. So I believe Rashi says that what's Kamachari Yayin? Yayin is 70. What's Kamachari Sod? 70. So Yayin and Sod is saying Kamachari. It's Rashi and Sanhedrin. So what do we know? Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod. That means the Purim's a day of Sod. It's a day that my Sod comes out. Who's the Baal HaSod of Pnimiyas HaTorah, of Kabbalah, of Sod HaTorah? Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's his day. It's his Iskalis. Right? That's the whole Nakud of what Rashbi is built on. Is what revealing Pnimiyas HaTorah. That's like, what does Megillas Esther mean in Panemius? Megillas Esther stands for what? Being Megale, what's Hester? Revealing the Sod, revealing what's hidden. So who's the one who brought that out? Rashbi. It's not saying we have to be Mekubalim and learn Kabbalah. What it means is that what we have to bring out our Sod of who we are. That's the goal of it. To bring out my Panemius. To realize that there's something in me. That what? I think I'm dead, I think I'm nothing. No! Bring out your Chaim. Mimavas L'Chaim means that what? On the outside I look like I'm dead. Bring it out, L'Chaim. Bring that sod out. That comes from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Torah of Rashbi is what wakes us up. Right? Revealing that Pnimius. That's why it's no coincidence. I take the gematria of Mechaya Mesim. Right? It means to wake up and say every day, Baruch Hashem, Mechaya Mesim. So Mechaya Mesim is gematria 553. I believe Rav Shor says this. Also, I heard this from Moshe Weinberg. That Mechaya Mesim, gematria 553, gematria exactly, Shimon Ben Yochai. And what he's the one who's what he's the Mechaya Mesim. He's the one who wakes us up. His Torah wakes us up. 553. That's why the Sfarim say that Rabbi Shimon Mechai left the world on the Pasuk of Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Gimel and Tehillim. Yeah? He'll recognize this Pasuk when I say it right now. So I say that when Rashi was on his deathbed, he finished the world like this. He said, he finished his last words with the following. He says, Ki tal chemon shereid al tzion, ki shem tziva shashem es habracha chayim ad olam. Right? That's how he left the world. It says his last word he said was chayim ad olam. That what chayim? That meant may there be life forever. Because that's whole Rashbi's whole inyan. To be mechaya this world. Anochi haster astir panai. When everything looks like it's hidden, who comes to psukim later? The remez is that's Rashbi. So when he comes and wakes us up, that Purim's the time, he's the one who tells us that what Purim, you know what Purim's all about? Mechaya mesim. So waking yourself up. If you look, not throughout the Megillah, but the beginning of the Megillah, one of the big themes is who wears the Keser Malchus. Right? Keser Malchus. First, Vashti has the Keser Malchus. Right? Interesting, it says the crown of the king, right? And then it says Esther's the Keser Malchus. That the whole Indian of Purim is built on very much Malchus. It's also built on the Keser. Who's wearing the crown? Right? That's why the Rav Itcher Meir says Remez that if you look, Haman continuously says about Mordechai, Kacha Asileish. Right? This is what I do to the man who the king wishes honor. So Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern says his Sefer on Purim, it says Kacha. Right, kacha, it says that a couple of times. Kacha is Rosh Tevas, keser kol aksar. Right, the keser of all the kesers. Right, day is built on keser, it's also built on malchus. So keser malchus. So the Indian is to take gematria keser malchus, which is a theme of Purim. Keser malchus, gematria exactly, it says in Tehillim, Ura lama sishan. Wake up. Ura means wake up. Why are you sleeping? This is what Purim comes to remind us. What are you doing with your life? Why are you sleeping? like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara that we in our Gemara Sukkah, right? Isi b'nei Aliyah v'heim watim. I see people who are growing, but there's so little of them. Rashi is the one who comes and tells us, Ura l'misor, what are you doing? Wake up, chevra, right? L'chaim, Michael, l'mavas l'chaim. No, Ur Yishen Mishenaschem, wake up. That's why if you take the word Shimon b'miloi, means you spell out Rashi's name b'miloi. I'm sorry. B'miloi? No. If you spell Shimon, just the word Shimon itself. Shim, Shin, Mem, Ayin, Vav, Nun. Yeah. So Shimon, Bib, and Nun Sofit is Gemach 700. Shimon also is Gemach 1116. Gemach exactly. Ura Lamas Hisham. Because the whole Mitzvah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's the one who comes and tells us, what are you doing? Wake up. That's what the soul represents. What Rashbi represents, the remnants of Rashbi is what? Wake up. Nu, let's go. Come on. Get out of bed. I heard this from Rav Weinberger Shlita, quoted the Kotzker, that every day when we say in the Bracha, right, Baruch Hashem, Mechayim Mesim, Rabbi Davin Tashem, the way he should bring Tchias Mesim. Kotzker said it, it's not talking about those who are dead. Mechayim Mesim is talking about those who are alive, the walking dead people. Like when Ramatel spoke here, you go on the street, you mamash see walking dead people. Like always say, if you go to New York City and you see someone mamash running, right, you say to him, where are you going? He'd be like, I don't know, but I have to go. You're like, where are you going? What are you doing? People don't know. They're just running. They're walking dead people without any idea. No clue that the Borealim's there. If you said over to them, when's the last time you looked up at the Shemayim, they found mamash faint. When's the last time you thought about Hashem? What are you talking about? I don't have time for that. I have to run to my meeting. Right? I have to run to go to the Nick game now. What are people doing? Mamash mavas l'chaim. Perm comes and wakes us up. However, that's an clue that we have to wake up. Start being fiery yidden again. So what? These are koach versus malik. Amalek's whole nekudah is to say about yeshnu amecha, you're sleeping. That's why ura, if you take the word ura b'miloi, ayin is ayin yud nun, vav is vav vav, resh is resh yud shin, hey is hey hey. It's gematria 662, ura, right? B'miloi. 62 is gematria Esther, right? With the kolel. Is that that's the matias of Esther also? Is that it's come to remez is to wake up. Let's go, new Esther's dafka, your hiddenness. Wake up what's hidden within you. The kochos that you have in you. Every single person has the koach. You know why? Because like the Baal Tani says, every single person is what's called a chilek elokam imal. You have a piece of the living God in you. Right? Realize you have those kochos. How many of us think that I can't be something? Because I have to go back to Great Neck, where are you from? Montreal. Or T-Neck. Or
Highland Park.
Or Queens. Or Lawrence. Or wherever you're from. Or Hank. Right? And think what I can't, or Seattle, right? I can't be anything. I'm Amish of nothing. You have to realize, no, you could. Stop saying that I have to be like everyone else. Purim comes to mind, you know, wake up what's in you. Believe in yourself. Believe in the soul that's in you, Chevra. That's why you see when a person wakes up in the morning, what's like one of the first things they do? When someone wakes you up and go like, ugh, I'm up, right? You lift up your hands, right? Everyone does that, no? You know what I'm talking about? Right? So it's actually interesting. I don't know if there's an Indian, but it's nice. Because Mordechai, that's what I'm saying, Mordechai, Mem Reish Dal Chaf Yud is Osios Ram Yadcha. Lift up your hands. Right? So the first thing he first does, he wakes up, he stretches, right? The whole Nakuda there is wake up.
So you beat a Malik also
with
Moshe.
Oh, good. With Moshe's hands in the air. But he had the Vemuna. Right? However, the Indian is Vinahapochu. Vinahapochu also means that what? That things that someone, like someone says something against you, and you take that, and you, for example, yeah? Someone says to you, you don't know how to learn, you don't know how to read Hebrew. So what's the one of the best ways to prove that guy wrong? You work on your Hebrew. Right, Vinahapachu means that you change that on him now, he just shuts his mouth. So what did Haman say about us? Yeshno Amechad. If anything, we have to thank Haman in a way. We have to say Todah Rabbah L'Haman. That's maybe one of the Nyam that people forget sometimes. Say Baruch Haman on Purim. Comes from a very high place. Why? Because listen to this. Listen to what it says in the Medrash. Ah, here. Yeah. Basically, the Pasuk says in Parag Gimel, Pasuk Gid, Vayasar HaMelech as Tabato, right, he took off his ring, Me'al Yado Vayinel Haman, Ben Hamdasa HaGagi Tzor Yehudim, and he gave it to Haman. Listen to what the Medr says, the Megillah. The Anaf Yosef says this, also it's quoted in Megillah Yedal and Amanaf. Omer Rebbe Abba Bar Kahana, Gidola Haisa Mash Garam Hasaras Tabas, Yosef Mer Bar Mushmon and Neviim Vesheva Nevios, Shesnabla Hamisrael. Greater was the removal of the ring, giving that to Haman, more so than 48 Neviim who tried to reprimand us, and 7 Nevios. Shekoha Neviim Kulan, Lo Hechzirim Lumutav. B'divrei nuvasim tochachatam. All their tshuva, it didn't work to make us do tshuva. There was no source of tshuva from all the musa they gave us. V'ilu hasaras hatabas, the removal of the ring of Haman, hechzirasam lemutav, caused all of us to do tshuva. Shegazru aleim tainios tshuva. What happens? We started fasting, we started davening. Right, we had fasting, we had crying, and we had hespedim. Because when he gave the ring to Haman, you can't take that back. It doesn't go back. It's not like all the gzeros that you could just take away. That caused us the greatest tshuva. What do we see? Because Haman was put into power, what happened? It was an unbelievable source of tshuva. Right? So there's two ways. When someone rips on you, there's two ways to do that. You could take the low road and the high road. Low road, you could be upset at the guy. Right? For example, you have a basketball player. Yeah, let's just give basketball. A marshal. Yeah, who's your favorite team? The Heat. Okay, yeah? So I don't even know who's on the Heat today. Oh, Dwayne Wade's back on the Heat, right? So someone rips on Dwayne Wade. Says that what? He's too old. Yeah, he's too old. Yeah? He's too old. He's not good anymore. Yeah? So now he could take that in two ways. He could take that and say, you know what? I'm too old. So like, this is what people say about me and I'm not good enough. Or what's the that's the low road. And say, oh, you know, I might as well retire. What's the high road? No, to prove people wrong. To prove all the haters, like they say, right? So that's the biggest nekuda. One could take it, yesh no amecha, they're sleeping. Okay, so he said, I'm sleeping. But what's the high road? Then romimi, which means to lift yourself up, is what? Haman said, I'm sleeping. Then habachu means that what? I'm going to show you, not just am I not sleeping, I'm mamash awake. And I'm firing up. I have a chiyas to me. However, that's what it's about. It's about being awake now. That's the biggest way to shut Haman up. Greater than anything else. Right, the biggest proof that what we're stronger than anything is today. Because again, Haman's not just talking about back then. He's talking about today also. Right? That what we're sleeping today. We're mamish sleeping. Across the board. I'm telling you, where you're from. Where you're Great Neck?
Queens.
Queens? Are you from Queens? I'm also from Queens, yeah? You can walk around the street in Queens and Kew Gardens Hills, yeah? You can walk around the streets in Queens. No, I when I got married, I moved to Queens. You walk around the streets of Queens, mamish, everyone there's sleeping. You walk around the five towns, everyone's sleeping. Teaneck, everyone's sleeping. Montreal, everyone's sleeping. No, am I wrong? Everyone's sleeping. But you can mamish go to an Orthodox shul, and everyone is sleeping. It's wild. No, it's mamish a wild thing. Chever, where are the people that what we know? Not that we know, but at least we're seeing the inyanim. That what? We realize that what? That's from Haman. Haman's calling us out, and he's not wrong. But the question is, what do we do? We prove Haman wrong. We're at battle with him. It's not a battle of a physical battle. Because who's Amalek today? Like according to the night from Zohar Kaddish. The Yitzhahara. So it's a spiritual battle. So what? The more we add spirituality by waking up, by Limud HaTorah, the more tefillah is strong. Right? My tefillah is fiery. The more my Avodas Hashem is fiery. My mitzvahs are fiery. Yeshno mina mitzvahs, like he said. Yeshno for everything. If we're sleeping, the greatest way is what? No, I'm awake. I'm alive. That's why if you take the word Shena B'miloy. So Shena is Shin Yun Nun. Yud Vav Dalid, Nun Vav Nun, and Hey Yud Shena. It's Gematria 501 with the Kol. It's Gematria Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Kol is the plus one. Basically, plus one. It goes that I'll explain to you right after. Just, it's a long arichas. Like that my Rebbe told me. I asked him Esav Matal recently. But what's the meaning of the Kol? Right. So in Gematria, you have a plus one. Yeah. So it's Gematria 502, which is Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. But the Nakud is what do you do with the Shena? If you that if we use the Shana properly, that what we wake up from the Shana, you know what happens that? It causes Baruch Mordechai or Haman. But if we're not waking up, then what happened? Then Haman's on top, Chas V'Shalom. Kud is that's the Zman now. Just as in El, this is the source of Tshuva, the greatest way of Tshuva, what? Is Ura Lami Sishan. Get up, why are you sleeping? Right? Ura Yishena Mishenaskam. But the greatest way you get up is what? Avodas Hashem. Fire, that's what it is. That what? I can learn 6 hours in a row, and that's not crazy. That's normal. Right, the world around you will tell you that's not normal. That's a little bit crazy. You have to relax. What's normal is learning for 6 hours in a row. That's a normal thing. Right? Obviously, we have to build up our kelim. We have to build that up. Right? That a person say, I can learn 3 hours now without my phone. Right? Your parents might say, what, are you crazy? What about if I have to call you 3,000 times within a minute? Right? What about if your dog barks on normally? I might have to call you. Right? People think that's normal. That's craziness. What's normal is that I could sit here and I could be here. And I could be on fire in my Avodas Hashem. And I could daven a strong Shemona Esrei. And I could daven without talking to someone else. And that's the biggest disproof of Amalek. Yeshno Am Echad. That's what Amalek says about us. Yeshno Am Echad. We have to take that and prove it and put it and shove it in their face. That no, we're awake. And that's our tafkid, Chevra. To be awake. To be alive, Yidin. Chai Mesim. Right? And that's b'schus Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It doesn't mean that you have to be mekubal. It means it's to find the sod in yourself, to bring out who you are. That's a Purim has in it. It's a day to wake up. But again, if you're not mechin, if you don't prepare for Purim, you're not going to have that on Purim. You're going to show up to your student and just be another high school day. That what I get trashed, and that's it. You have to realize that what the drinking of Purim isn't just to get trashed. It's to bring out your sod, to bring out who you are. And the Baal, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What's a tchias amesin? Tchias amesin, you have a Purim, is that you bring out who you are. You realize that what I'm not dead, I'm alive. That's the sod of it. Exactly. Sod Hashem li Reyev. That's what it's about. Sod Hashem li Reyev. To those who fear him, they have the sod. That's the tachlis of it, chevra. To realize that I have to find that sod. Li Reyev dafka. Because Purim's a day of Yir Shemayim. Right? For example, Esther. Esther's gematria, ki ein machzor li Reyev, is gematria Esther. That what? To those who have fear, nothing lacks. And Mordechai is gematria, like we say, ra'ad. Right? Ra'ad. So the Tefer Shlomo says, Ra'ad is gematria Mordechai. So what? That represents Yir Shemayim. That's the nekuda of it. More of Yir Shemayim, Sod Hashem Lireyav. You're going to get the Sod. Yir Shemayim means what? I don't show up to Perm Sod like I did to the high school open house. Which a lot of people, that's the last time they drink. Oh, high school open house. Wine? Okay, fits. No. So realize you're in Avoda. You're in a battle versus Malik. However, that's what it's about. To find the Sod within us, to waken ourselves up. Mechai Mesim Ata Rav Loshia. Yizuch that day, Mamash, we're Uri Shein and Meshein Aschem, and to Mamash, we awaken ourselves and remind ourselves, Kel Chai B'Kayim. Hashem is alive, Hashem is pumping. Yizuch on the Kabbalah days of Purim, B'Kedusha B'Tara, B'Siyat HaShemayim, here Amenu. Amen. Amen.